So we got one of the organizers of the Porcus Rock and Blues Festival on the line here. It's Colin Kennedy. Colin, what's going to be different this year? There's some new stuff coming up.
We're trying to make the festival more of a destination as opposed to just a music festival. And we've expanded some of the attractions, including bringing in a large group of vendors to be there on site Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The largest portion of that being on Saturday morning from 10 until 2.
What kind of vendors are you looking at?
Craft vendors, local vendors. We're trying to get people in there selling things like cowboy hats. Home-based business vendors would be a good description.
Okay. And so on top of that, is there anything else that you're bringing in?
We're located on the festival grounds, but we're opening that portion up to the public without having to pay an entry fee, with the intent of maybe attracting a few extra people who have never been to the festival grounds before to say, oh, okay, so this is what's going on here.
So is this the first year you're having any vendors at all?
That's correct, yes.
Awesome. And so is it, what was the reason behind that? It was just simply because, hey, we want to get more people on the grounds to try to sell them tickets while they're here?
It was in the interest of making the festival more of a destination as opposed to just a music concert.
Right.
Providing entertainment or things for people to do outside of just listening to the music, as well as the intent to hopefully attract some of the general public who had never been to the festival grounds before to come out and see what we're all about.
Right. So, speaking of the entertainment and stuff, what kind of acts do we have this year? I know it's, the Porcus Rock and Blues, so you're going to have some rock and some blues, obviously, I'm guessing.
Well, we're rock and blues in title, not unlike the Ottawa Blues Festival, for example, where Lady Gaga headlined a couple of years ago.
Right.
So Friday night this year, we are going in a completely different direction and breaking some new ground with some country music.
Okay.
Which I'm excited about to try something different. Friday opening, we have a gentleman who calls himself the Canadian Stomper, Stompin' Ta Connors, who is actually Stompin' Tom's son, out there touring, doing all of his dad's music. But our main attraction, of course, is our headliners, the Reclaws, who are a brother and sister duo born and raised in Cambridge, Ontario. Came into country music in 2012, I believe, through the CCMA Discovery Program. They were in the 2013 Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase and won that competition, and which afforded them the ability to play the main stage at Boots and Hearts in 2014, 2015, and 2016.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting seen?
Yeah, they're definitely getting seen, and I mean, they've opened for acts like Luke Bryan, Blake Shelton, Tim McGraw. So those are some pretty recognizable names in country music.
Absolutely. What do we got on the Saturday night?
Saturday, I kind of hashtagged it as back to our roots. We're going back to an exclusive blues lineup, and everybody who is playing on Saturday has played the festival at one point in time over the last 20 years. We've taken some of our audience surveys that we've done over the years and picked, the crowd favorites, so to speak. We're seeing bands come back that haven't been at the festival in 10 and 15 years that were certainly appreciated. We have a local homegrown Lee Holmes, who used to play with a band called the Hurt and Blues Band, who is now based out of Italy and plays with a band, they call themselves Lee Holmes and the Beauty Tones. So they're all coming over from Italy to play the festival Saturday evening. Returning from last year, we have Rhea Reese, who the best way to describe Rhea is just soul rock, and anybody who was at the festival last year can certainly attest to the powerful pipes on that lady. But closing, we are bringing back two-time Juno Award-winning, seven-time Maple Blues Society-winning Jack DeKaiser, who has been very popular in and around Timmins and the entire district. He hasn't been up here for a couple of years now, so it'll be nice to see him return to the main stage. And we have some exciting collaboration going on for the closing act, with all of the acts who are playing throughout the day are going to have a chance to go and play with the Juno Award winner.
Wow. So you got some stuff up your sleeve by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it's just different marketing and advertising techniques, trying to get, people who haven't necessarily been interested in the past or people who have lost interest over the years.
Right. Well, that's fantastic. And where do people get tickets? If this is appealing to them, they're like, hey, let's go check this out. Where do we go?
All advance ticket sales are being done online. People can visit porkus.ca, and there is a link there to our Eventbrite site, which will allow them to purchase weekend passes as well as camping, whether it be tent camping or RV camping sites. Alternatively, tickets are available at the door as well.
Cool. And how much are they?
Friday night is $25, Saturday night is $35, or the advance weekend pass is $40.
Perfect. Well, hopefully we'll get lots of people out there. It sounds like it's going to be fantastic. And, you know, just looking forward to it, especially with all the vendors and stuff. That's fantastic. So thanks so
Definitely.
Much for this.
And I mean, weather permitting, I think our lineup's got us on track to have our best festival in 21 years.
Yeah, it sounds like it, for sure. And I'm really hoping lots of people turn out for this. So porkus.ca?
Yes, that's correct.
There you go. So if you want to go and check that out, porkus.ca, get your tickets, and just have some fun this summer.